Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Well, good morning, little brother.
It's Early Break with Zip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time for the spillover with Tyner Happer. Mike Schaefer will be here shortly. Good morning, Happer.
Hello.
You called the Class A final last night, correct? Mm-hmm. Low scoring 7-3 final?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, crazy ending.
Before the final?
No, not in a final, that's for sure. I didn't expect it last night either, but neither team could really get anything done running the ball. So, a lot of Zane Flores and a big defensive stop at the end of the game.
I forget who you thought would win that.
I thought Westside would win.
Okay.
I think I'd be closer than most thought. And obviously it was.
But yeah, 7-3.
7-3 is just a game. You don't hear that for a state final ever. 7-3. Was it a boring game? Was it entertaining?
No, not at all. Okay. No. I hear an echo.
Sorry. Yeah, I do. It sounds awesome.
I was going to say, I don't know what's going on.
It's fixed.
It was not boring. Like, when you get into those games, the little things matter so much. So any turnover feels huge, obviously. Anytime you flip the field and move it into the other team's territory, or if you don't score, everything means so much. So, no, it felt that big last night, for sure.
All right. Last night also,
hoops.
You were not there because you were calling the game for the state final, but mm-hmm. Nebraska basketball, which you probably didn't watch. Did you catch any of this game at all?
No.
Okay. Well, you're glad you didn't, because Nebraska beat Tennessee State, who was the worst team left on their schedule, mm-hmm. by 6. Trailed at 3 at halftime. They had Tennessee State had 10 threes in the first half on Nebraska.
Yeah.
41 points. Nebraska does win by 6, but
can't you just look at the bottom line and say, hey, they got it done.
It's the first 3-game win streak of the Hoiberg era, amazing.
Well, they got it done. I think that's, if you're a Nebraska fan, isn't that, just lean into that.
I mean,
that.
If you want to look at it, yeah, that's one way to look at it, but
they won.
You have a really tough schedule coming up in December. This game did not look like you have a team that's going to do something in December for Nebraska.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know how much you could take just out of that individual game on a Tuesday at 8 o'clock against a bad team. But the defense is troubling. It's not a physical group. So in order for them to win some games, they're going to have to really score the ball, and they haven't quite got there yet either. So in the meantime, you'd like to see them be able to lock in defensively a little bit, which – from the sounds of it, they were not.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal, Jay. You make a good point. I mean, they're not going to – a Fred Hoiberg team's not going to win games with defense.
No.
And Nebraska's shooting 27% from the three-point line this season. So that's not a good mix.
I think that will come around, and I know I've said that before. I don't know to what tune, but, they have capable shooters on this team, and I don't know that they have in the last two.
Who's capable, though? What are the good shooters they have that you can rely on consistently?
Yeah. Wilcher.
Well, where's the proof, though? I mean,
Wilcher shot it really well this year.
So far, yeah, he has so far, yeah.
Okay, but not coming in.
He's supposed to be his great shooter.
Wilcher's shooting 42% from three
right
now.
But not coming in, that's the thing. I mean, he wasn't a – I mean, Xavier averaged how many minutes? You know?
Well, he didn't play a lot, but he was known as a sharpshooter.
Okay.
Like, he is a shooter.
No, okay, but beyond that, Verge is not a great three-point shooter. McGowan is not a great three-point shooter.
Tominaga, you have Latman. You have...
Latt hasn't really done it much at Nebraska, though.
No.
He's a shooter, though.
Consistently, though.
When he's open, he can make them.
Yeah, and he's not like we're talking about capable shooters. You asked me capable shooters, and I just gave you a bunch of them. Okay. I think Bryden Bock could shoot it pretty well as well. Bryce McGowan's can probably, you know, it's not going to be his forte, but he could do it a little bit too.
Yeah, McGowan's can shoot.
You know, there's some guys who could, you know, Keon Edwards, who hasn't made one this year. You know, that's one of his fortes. Like this, you know,
they'll start shooting.
It needs a little bit of time. And that's what these games are for. But there is some pressure because they better kind of pick it up quickly here.
Yeah, it was interesting last night because it dawned on you in the second half when this game was close. It's like, okay, this sort of loss
That'd be horrible.
Could derail the whole thing. I mean,
for sure.
Yeah, and you saw it on the faces of the coaches. I mean, you could see it, the concern, because the ramifications were great if you lose that game.
Well, yeah, I think that's one of the things we need to hammer home a little bit more. Like, they lost to Western Illinois, and if we're talking about a team that has aspirations for postseason.
Right, that's what I was saying.
Like, that's going to hurt. Right. That's going to hurt really bad.
And then this would almost take care of it.
Right, yeah, that would wrap it all
December
the way up.
Hit. Before December right. even
Unless
hit.
They just go on a wild run in the Big Ten season.
Which is possible. I mean, you don't rule that out. There's no way you'd... I mean,
yeah,
I think
they'll
Jake,
get hot at some point.
Yeah, well, I was telling Jake, you can't put a nail on this team.
I'm not putting any nail on them, but I just think offensively they just don't look right.
Oh,
not
right now. The consistency probably won't be to the level that you want it, but they'll pick a few teams off.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
And then they'll get hot for, you know, a couple week stretch or something like that, and then they'll lose one they're not supposed to. It's not a consistent group, and it won't be because you're not physical, you don't have defense, you don't have very good rebounders, but you're totally reliant on your shooting, and it's a capable shooting team.
Okay.
Right? So it won't be there every night.
Yeah.
That's a tough picture.
All the things you listed that they don't have is what's concerning about ever doing anything consistently in this league.
Well, that's what I just said. Yeah, I don't think they're going
to
be consistent.
And, I would say this on the bright side, they have two really good players. Virgin McGowan's are good players anywhere.
Bryce.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Bryce is good.
Hello, Schaefer.
How are we doing?
Good. How are you?
I am I'm good. I apologize. I had to drop Slider off his Thanksgiving. He goes to the vet every year.
Oh, does he?
I'm sure they have a feast.
A feast?
You know. So I had to take care of him this morning. So a little bit late.
Were you at the stadium for the state finals yesterday most of the day?
No, I was going to go to basketball, and then at like 5 o'clock, I asked myself a really serious question. Do I want to watch this team play, what were they, Tennessee State?
Tennessee State.
Do I really want to commit to doing this? It starts at 8. There's a Class A title game that I can simply just watch my setup at home. I can watch both games.
Yeah.
So I just...
Good choice.
I basically, at about 5:30, was like, I don't need to be there. And so I did not go. I didn't go to either of them. I just watched both from the television at home. The Class A game was really interesting. Look forward to actually talking with Happer about that, who called it here on 93.7. And then the basketball game was the opposite of interesting.
It really was.
It was one of those things where, like, I would much rather watch two Class A football teams struggle to put up 10 points in a state title game than whatever it is that Nebraska basketball was doing for stretches of last night. So
the majority of last night.
They
really
pulled it out, though.
They won the game. That. Yeah. So that's good in itself.
Yeah.
They're not an enjoyable experience.
Not right now.
Honestly, like
the offense is just the defense isn't great. They don't rebound as half percent, Verge and the offense really just isn't right.
Verge played really well last night.
Yeah, I think coming off of those first couple games, like he has looked better.
Yes,
the team around him has continued to just be, as for all the reasons that Happer outlined, just inconsistent, which then causes all sorts of issues.
Not all inconsistent. McGowan's has hit free throws, and he hit critical free throws down the stretch.
He did, yes.
He's shooting 87% from the line, or above 80%. Those two guys are your guys. I mean, they got to ride those guys pretty hard. McGowan's and Verge. Those are your guys.
South Dakota on Saturday, and then the schedule gets really tough. December 1st, NC State, and December, we all know, is a bear.
Yeah.
So
gear up, baby.
Gear up for...
We're going to Raleigh.
They can beat North Carolina State.
Yeah, I look. Auburn. They look okay. Tough. They don't look great, but hopefully they can get a. It's a be the
and
first.
Then Indiana and Michigan are slammed in between.
That's right.
That'd be rough.
And whoops. Kansas State and Kennesaw State, and should be fun. Yeah. Fun month.
It's time for the 2-minute drill.
Hot route. Red seven. Hot route. Now. Step.
Tomorrow on Thanksgiving Day, we will have Lions Bears with Andy Dalton versus Tim Boyle as the starting quarterback.
Tim Boyle.
Are you guys going to watch that crap fest?
Do you know what happened with Tim? Do you know how Tim Boyle's in the league?
I'd like to hear that.
I don't know either because he threw like 11 touchdowns to 26 picks in college. Like, he was horrible in college.
Where was he at again?
He played like a couple years at a small school and then ended up at UConn, where he sucked and now is in the NFL. As
11 touchdowns,
worth looking at.
I think that was the stat. Yeah.
And he's starting tomorrow for the Detroit Lions. Schaefer, do you have any interest in that game at all?
No. I don't even know that I can feign enough interest to gamble on it.
I don't think you should.
I overshot it. Tim Boyle, in his 3 years at Connecticut, threw a grand total of, and let me just make sure this is right, because baffling.
Okay. Tim Boyle.
The starting
one touchdown.
No.
One touchdown and
13 interceptions.
I don't get it.
What are you doing, Lions?
I don't get it. What happened?
I don't.
He must have got a lot better. Must be a really good practice play.
He threw for 77 yards against the Browns last Sunday.
He wasn't like a runner or anything like that either. He ran for negative yards in his college career.
It might be the worst game we've ever seen on Thanksgiving Day for the Lions. Yeah. On that note,
he started at UConn and then must have went somewhere else and had a halfway decent season.
Yeah, Pete Thamel had a tweet on it. He finished his career at another school, but he was still something like 14 touchdowns to 10 interceptions. And it wasn't like it was...
One touchdown, 13 picks.
Enjoy that disaster tomorrow. Happer and Schaefer is next for Steve Sippel. I'm Jake Sorensen. See you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.